Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined alongside here with Chris and Bobby Joe Craig. Chris is currently undergoing a process to get a new liver transplant. We'll get more into that as we move throughout the conversation today. Very happy to have you and talk to you, Chris. How's it going today?
Good so far.
Good. Well, we'll just dive right into it because unfortunately, you and I are connected in a bad way. We are one of the 10,000 Canadians, I believe, diagnosed with primary sclerosing cholangitis, which is a liver disease. But I'll just ask you straight up, just to explain for those who don't know, what is PSC?
I'll let my wife explain that. I'm not up 100% on that one.
All right, no problem at all.
I am, I know quite a bit, but she knows a lot more.
Basically, it's like scarring and buildup of the bile ducts that lead to liver failure in short form.
Okay, and when did you first realize that something might have been wrong or off about your health? When was that sort of the first signs of something you wanted to maybe go get checked out?
Well, it all started like when I was 16 or 18. I had to get blood work. It was just one of those rare things. I had to get blood work and they tested my liver. And that's when it was discovered, when I was like 16 or in between 16 and 18, I forget the exact age. And then the doctors basically said I'd be between 40 and 45 before I needed a liver transplant. And I was in my 45th year. And what started to bring it on was like, I started turning yellow, like really bad, like my eyes and then my skin all started to go. This all started in like probably June. And then I started developing all kinds of water retention and getting major cramping. And that's when I went to my family doctor and he's like, okay, we've got to get you back to a specialist, because my original specialist, she retired. So, and it was just that COVID time. So it was like, it was hard. It was basically very hard to even try to get a doctor to even do anything. So
correct me if I'm wrong, but you showed minimal symptoms up until last June. And then did they all come on sort of all at once, or how did that sort of play out? Did it play out over years or?
No, I played it over from say June till I was like quite capable of doing stuff up until from June till basically deer hunting, like November. And that's when everything really, 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 really started to kick in.
And how did you respond to that? Because when you're 16, you learn you have PSC, which is a disease very few people know about or even have to deal with. And there's no cure outside of a liver transplant. And then they say you have this. And then for three decades, almost, there hasn't really been much change in your life. And then now all of a sudden, all of these symptoms have ramped up. And now you're in a process where you need a liver transplant quite soon. So how did you respond to that?
I took it pretty hard.
Shut down for a little while and went within himself. And I guess basically within our family and just small group of friends knew. And we knew as of September 30th, we finally saw the first specialist and we knew then that he needed the transplant, but we didn't want to come out to everyone until we knew he was on the transplant list, which we got confirmation on December 23rd that he was now on the list.
And what was your reaction to that as well? Because I know it's an extensive testing process to get on that list. And did relief come over you and your family as well?
Yeah, like a lot. It's like a lot off the plate. So
you knew that there was hope now. Once we knew that he was on the list, we knew that our son had already decided at that time that he was going to proceed to try to donate his liver, and he had went previously to donate blood so we could get his blood type done to see if he was a blood match. And so we were just waiting till we knew that he was on that list so that my son could then start the process.
I guess this question is for Bobby Joe as well. You know, you said Chris took it pretty hard and understandably so. how did you receive the news and then to hear that Connor, your son, wanted to already put his name up there for a transplant list to see if he's eligible and a match? I mean, it's such a long process. It's such a long road to recovery, rather, for a live donor transplant, if you're the donor, let alone the recipient. And, you know, that's a big ordeal to go through. So what was your response when Connor wanted to step up like that?
It's kind of a mixed emotion, because obviously we want Chris to get a transplant as soon as possible. And, you know, it's his life at stake, but it's also your child that's gonna have to go through something major and possibly life altering for him too. But he is a giving person, and he's mature, and he knows what he's getting into, and he's done his research, and ultimately it's his decision.
And Chris, there's sort of a negative connotation when it comes to liver disease. I know when I was diagnosed with PSC and I told people, they thought, you know, it's always when it's the liver, oh, it's an alcohol abuse, it's drug abuse, when that's not the case whatsoever when we're talking about PSC. So what was that response from your family in the earlier days? And what would you say to somebody about the disease now that maybe you didn't understand, or the doctors or the world of science didn't understand when you were diagnosed 30 years ago?
You're like dead on with the doctors not really knowing anything back then, because they didn't really seem to have that much information back then, I guess.
And the alcohol part.
Yeah. Like, yeah, everyone thinks that it's kind of annoying. For me to say something to them about it, I'm not sure what I would say, actually.
Is there a family history of PSC or liver disease, or is this just you being handed a bad deck of cards?
Me being handed a bad deck of cards.
I imagine that's a hard pill to swallow, because I can relate to that too, because it came out of nowhere for me as well. And that's, I would argue, probably one of the hardest mental hurdles to tackle. Do you find it gets better over the years, or is it still something, well, this just sucks and we kind of have to deal with it day by day, and now you're sort of towards the end of a journey of getting a transplant?
I guess it's always in the back of your head. You just learn to basically put it, like I had, like you said, 3 decades of not going through anything. So I always knew it was going to happen, just never knew when. And I just learned to live with it and move on with life.
And so now you're at the point where you are going to be traveling to Toronto, or you have been, and you're going to continue to do that. And hopefully Connor is a match and you get a transplant. But there's obviously financial strains on that, because it's not a quick recovery for you. No. Or Connor, or whoever is able to donate a part of their liver for you. So talk to me about this GoFundMe, you or Bobby Joe, whoever would like to speak to this, about the GoFundMe to help cover some of those costs.
Basically, Chris's sister and a small group of our friends have came together and tried to do a few different fundraising efforts. One of them was the GoFundMe. We have a lot of family and friends from out of town that, you know, can't come to certain things, functions or whatever. So that's behind why we have the GoFundMe also. And our little group of fundraising committee, I guess you would call it, has other fundraising ideas in mind. One is a bottle drive that is ending on the 21st of January. There's lots of posts on Facebook for that. Another one will be a horseshoe tournament in Toledo at the Legion on February 4th. And we are working currently on a Senators versus Bears alumni game, but we don't have a date confirmed for that. And that's just to help with the cost of, you know, the trips and accommodations and medications and gas and food and recovery time for both of them not being able to work for months on end.
And so if somebody wanted to help out, obviously the GoFundMe page is there. We'll post it on our webpage and social media as well. But for the horseshoe tournament and all these other things as well, how could somebody get involved or reach out to you or learn more to sort of see if they want to get involved and donate?
Most of the stuff has been on Facebook, just because that's the primary social media that the people that are organizing it use. Or they can always reach out to Chris or I, and we can get them in the right direction to whatever it is that they want to join.
Okay. And is there anything else you feel like we should mention? We talk about it's an interesting spot to find yourself in, because as we've talked about a couple of times, it was nothing for a while and now it's sort of all consuming. And it's going to probably dominate the first half of 2023 for you guys. How's your mental approach heading into this, knowing that it's a necessary step to have a road of recovery, but it's going to be a long one?
Yeah, it's going to be very long.
Mentally, I think we just need to stay positive and optimistic. And we know that there is a good chance that Connor will be eligible match. And there's a good chance, even if he isn't, that Chris should get a liver before, you know, anything goes extremely wrong. I mean, we just really rely a lot on each other and the support of the community and our friends, which have been amazing throughout this whole thing. And I mean, really, it's just, we've always been a positive family, and I think we just have to be even more positive than we've always been.
Well, listen, I won't take up any more of your time. I really appreciate having this conversation with you guys today. I wish you nothing but the best and good luck and good health in 2023 and beyond.
Yeah. And you as well.
Yeah,
and
you as well.
Anything that you need from us going forward, Grant, anything that we can give you as far as feedback or advice or help when you're in the situation, you just reach out to us.
I will absolutely keep you guys in mind, because there's a few and far between all of us. So we're all connected, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.